Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Having a great time on a Husker Homer Friday. We're going to end the first hour on a just running right towards it with Jeff Motes walking in the door. Motes, before we get started, I know there's like we got a lot going on in prep football because we're coming to the end of this regular season very quick. Advice for Will. Will is trying. He's got a tonight. He's got a rehearsal going on tomorrow. He is the best man in his brother's wedding. Okay. The best man.
Where's the prenuptial dinner at, by the way?
It's at Isles Pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to love that. Like, that's where he's going to go to the Isles here shortly.
So, as far as the reception, is it at the hall next door, too?
No, the reception will be at Playmore Ballroom.
Yes. The wedding, but tonight, the rehearsal deal is...
They're going to...
Plenty of
pizza and beer?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be fun. Hey. Yeah, you always blow it up the night before.
You'll now know what it's like to be a person in Northeast Lincoln.
I was going
to
say, you're familiar with that part of town, I know.
Yes.
I know. Yeah.
So here's his dilemma, though. He walked in this morning, he's like, I got to give this speech, and the question was brought up is, do I wing it, or do I kind of prepare for it a little bit?
Well, I did the wing it approach twice.
Okay.
And the only two times I've been a best man. And the first time I ever did it, I was, 25?
Okay.
A buddy of mine got married out in...
A few years ago.
Estes Park.
Wow, fun.
Yeah, oh, that was a fun time.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of alcohol out there.
Sure.
Yeah, dude.
And then the other time, the last time I did, was for my brother's wedding in 2014.
Okay. It's not that long ago.
Wing it.
So I had to think of something. You have to tell a story about them and stuff.
Ooh, story about them.
I do have a good story about my brother. Done. So that will be good.
I told him, I said, just like take one note card and write certain things down. Because you can't forget to like...
Don't write it verbatim.
No.
Just write notes.
Yes. Okay. All right. And it went good for you.
Yeah. I mean, but I winged it.
You killed it, though. Like, you got Will's, some...
He's worried about getting a laugh.
Oh, I want to get a few laughs.
Well,
few laughs.
You want to make it PG... Well...
No, you don't.
Well, it
don't
depends.
It depends on kids.
It depends on how many kids are there.
Yeah, I mean,
there will be a few kids. Well, we'll see how it goes. I will get it on video. I'll show you hooks and U-boats. So you guys can give me a grade or something.
Other question is, before he gives it, should he have a beverage or two before to calm the nerves?
I would say yes.
Okay.
I got permission.
Got permission.
So, perfect.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I would say yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Motes. Okay.
Yep.
Appreciate
more,
that.
More advice for you. All right, prep football, what is going on? Like, we have, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
This week and next week.
That's it.
And then we got playoff time coming up.
Oh, baby.
Right now, we're supposed to have games on tonight here in KFOR. We have an issue, personnel issue here on this side of the fence that we may not have the game tonight with East Northeast. We're still working on some issues to maybe get that on. And if we can't, we probably won't have it on the air, unfortunately. We have, people are busy with other things in the building, number one. Number two, we have some people going on fall break. And just a last-minute conflict that's developed. But over on KFOR tonight at 6:50, we'll have Pius the 10th and Norris. These are two old Class B rivals. Now Pius in A and Norris still B. A year ago, they played at Vince Aldridge Field at Pius, and Norris won that game. And this Norris team has faced a very tough schedule, considering that of the four losses, they have been to ranked teams either currently or were ranked at one point.
Wow.
It's a very tough schedule. And so Pius has been a team that's been trying to rebound this year. They've got some good talent. I think you give those guys another year, and next year, for instance, I think they could be a team to be reckoned with in the city for sure. But still growing, still developing.
Sure.
And I talked with Ryan Carney, the head coach here, yesterday for our pregame for tonight. And, you know, the main thing he pointed out to me is that I will tell the guys this, the most important thing that you need to do tonight, go out there, is to have fun. Enjoy it. Because you got some seniors that, you know, this is the second to last game for them. You got some seniors that want to go out and try to do the best they can and try to get a win if possible. Sure. And so to have fun, that's the main thing. You know, Coach Twarling down at Norris realizes just how big and tough Pius really is. And he made the remark that, you know, their record is deceiving. They're a very good football team. They got some size. They got some big running backs. This may be the biggest team that we faced all year. And, you know, they've played some top-notch teams and beat like Plattsmouth and Elkhorn to start the season. And those are two teams, Bennington. Those are two of those three teams were still undefeated. Mm-hmm. And Bennington being the top team in Class B right now. So, yeah, they've had a very tough schedule. And it should make for a good game tonight down there.
Norris is coming off a big win, aren't they?
You know, let me double check. They had a win over Omaha Roncalli that was like 44-0.
Okay, I couldn't remember if UTAN was somebody they beat.
No, UTAN would be C2.
Okay, God, I thought they had a good win recently.
UTAN and Lincoln Lutheran played here a few weeks back.
Yes,
and UTAN's a very good football team.
They are.
Yeah,
and
they're extremely good.
Speaking of Lincoln Lutheran, I called their game against Wahoo Bishop Newman last week. Yeah, Lutheran, they're good team modes.
Yeah, Josh Dutzman's a very good quarterback. The receivers they got, the guys they got in the backfield are just as tough. By the way, that game is up on the podcast, too, at ESPNLincoln.com for those that want to check it out. So, but, yeah, Lincoln Lutheran's coming around at a pretty good time. And when you look at the playoff landscape altogether, you know, it looked promising earlier in the year where there may be two Lincoln teams that could get in Class A. And, boy, Southeast tonight goes up to Gretna, and then they got Elkhorn South next week.
Damn, that's a rough stretch for them.
Wow.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, Southeast, I thought Southeast, when I saw them first time out of Grand Island, I thought they were a very good football team. You know, you got to replace a guy at quarterback. You got Butenbach, who at running back's been very tough. Jake Applegate's been a pretty good receiver for you all year. Tutioli's been pretty effective on both sides of the ball. And the losses that they've suffered here in recent weeks, and that would include Creighton Prep, which I still think is the game that really hurt them. You know, and Prep was a team that was playing pretty good at that point. And of course, the loss to Lincoln East didn't help them out either.
Right.
But I still think, you know, there's still a chance for Southeast. If they go out there tonight, if you get a win at Gretna, that's huge.
That would help.
And then you come back home and you wrap up the regular season against Elkhorn South, who has been very tough, and you compete toe-to-toe and you come out with a close win. Hey, you're playoff bound.
You mentioned Lincoln East, and last week I know they lost in a very close game. It's always a long drive out west, and you know it always sucks when you had to come back with a loss.
No matter what sport it is,
yeah,
you go to North Platte, that's a long, long trip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're gone for practically 12 hours. You think about it, you're out 4 hours back, four out, four back, that's eight.
Jeez.
You're probably out there for 2.5-3 hours, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of pregame, the game itself, and postgame, so you're out there for about 12 hours. That's a very long road trip.
And, not fun.
And, you know, those guys, they're troopers from North Platte. They come into Lincoln a lot.
Yep.
And they'll even go to Omaha on occasion. They're like, this is nothing to us. We're used to it.
They understand it.
But, you know, East going out there in a close game, North Platte's been a team that has really been very strong all season. And for them, that's a big win. That's huge. And that bumps their stock up. Now, Lincoln East, you got Northeast tonight. You know, that on paper is a winnable game if you look at it. Northeast has rebounded from where they were about a year ago, where they were winless, and they've won two games this year. They've played it pretty well with games like Columbus and I'm trying to remember who else they lost to. They lost by like 47. I think it was Millard West. No, they play Millard West next week. But Northeast will try to compete any way they can on the ground game. East has just got to use their aerial attack with Noah Walters, who, again, just continues to impress so many people that see him each week go out there and just throw that football all over the yard. And even at times, he can run the football, too.
Real quick, back to that Pius game. They're in Class A. Are they just exempted to play a few Class B teams every year?
It goes. I think it goes back to the scheduling issue. Remember what Hastings and North Star, I think there was a scheduling issue with that when the initial two-year cycle came out a few years ago. So it's something like that. Okay. So they each get to play another opponent, and they decided, well, we don't have anybody else to play. Do you? Well, let's play each other, sort of thing.
What other games do you have on your eye tonight?
Crete's at Waverly tonight. North Star's got Millard South this afternoon at Seacrest. Lincoln High and Omaha Northwest are playing tonight at Beechner. Just some games of note. And then next week is where we really start to see some big games take place. Waverly Norris next Friday night, which we'll have here on ESPN Lincoln, is one. The other one that we'll have will be Elkhorn South and Southeast next Friday night. There's a lot of other things happening in the final week that'll make things interesting. Omaha Central plays Southwest on Thursday night. So still a lot of good games to check out around the area that will be interesting to catch. But I think those games that I mentioned, in particular, Elkhorn South and Southeast and Waverly Norris are the two big games that we're focusing our attention on next week. So we'll have Southeast Elkhorn South over on KFOR, and then we'll have the Waverly Norris game here on ESPN Lincoln. And quick plug here, too, about the state softball tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There are two Lincoln teams left in Class A, and it's Southwest and East and then Gretna. So East and Gretna play at 11:30. The winner of that will play Southwest for the Class A championship, I believe, at 2 this afternoon out there at the Smith Complex.
Love it. Lance Kingery, he's a legend. He's been doing good things with that team recently. They've been getting to the tournament.
He's an old Rocket. Did you know that?
I might have known that.
I did not know that.
Lance Kingery, he's a Northeast grad.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. You know Lance?
I've heard the name, but I didn't know he's a Rocket.
Yeah.
He was my history teacher, of course, back in high school.
You got those teams, and then UTN Mead is still alive. Mm-hmm. They're playing here, and I think at 11:30 as well in C. So it's hard to believe that we're getting down toward the end of fall sports here.
Right.
State tennis going on now. Softball wraps up today. Last week, girls golf. Earlier this week, girls golf. And then we got cross-country state championships next week, and then we get in toward volleyball and of course, the state football playoffs.
Got about 5 minutes left before we get to some trivia. As far as Lincoln area teams in postseason, who is in and who needs to do some work to get in?
Southeast has got to do all the work. Ultimately, it comes down to this. If Southeast wants to get into the playoffs this year, you got to win tonight, and you got to go out and win against Elkhorn South next week to secure that.
Okay.
Because when you look at the point percentages, the number of district wins, it's going to be very close.
Okay.
East, obviously, with a win tonight, could finish out strong. They got to play well again heading into next week, and I still think ultimately for them to get a home playoff site for them to host at Seacrest, you got to win tonight and next week.
Okay.
I think you get in. Lower levels, Norris, they got to win tonight. They got to pull off a win against Waverly next week, maybe. Waverly's got to win out. You got Crete tonight, and you go down to Norris tomorrow. So that's going to be a playoff spot on the line next week for those two teams. Lincoln Christian and C1's tough. I think they're still a ways out to where they, maybe won't be able to get in at this point. And then Lutheran and C2, I think they got a good shot. Parkview Christian and six-man very well could, too.
Cool. Let's get to some trivia.
Trivia, baby.
All
let's go.
I do have some things here. Let's go with start with a little MLB. Who was the first major league player to have his number retired?
Well, I want to say Jackie Robinson. But are you talking about as a franchise player? Or are you talking about
as a whole?
As a whole.
Entire league.
This just says who was the first major league player to have his number retired.
That's a trick question.
I think it's a trick question. I was only thinking about
that.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Jackie.
Is it Roberto Clemente?
It says Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
Oh.
I did not know that. I would not have guessed those two. I would not have guessed those. I would have guessed the two that we just guessed.
All right. What pitcher holds the record for most complete games in an MLB career?
Nolan Ryan.
No.
I think it's older than that.
It is.
Something like Warren Spahn or Sandy Koufax.
Satchel Paige?
No, no, no. There's an award.
Cy Young.
Cy Young. Cy- yes.
I didn't know he owned that one.
All right.
That award, but
here's a good one. All NFL franchises move around and change their names throughout the seasons, but there is one that has retained its name and location, earning it the name of the oldest existing NFL franchise. What is it?
I want to say either the Steelers or the Giants.
Those are not right.
Wow, what?
How's that?
Would it be Green Bay?
They have Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I think they've been in Lambeau since they started.
Yeah. Yeah. Ultimately, I went to Green Bay because I would have gone Pittsburgh, too. Like, that was like mine.
And then
yesterday we had the conversation about season tickets. Did you hear that story about season tickets? What was the story yesterday?
Yeah.
Somebody that was...
Ravel. He's been on the ticket waiting list for like 15 years, and he's moved up 20,000 spots.
Oh, jeez.
He's still like number 80,000 and some change, whatever it is.
Give me another one really quick.
Okay. Let me find a good one here. Okay, this might be tough. The player kicked a record-breaking punt against... that's stupid. what is the only team... I think I asked this maybe last week. Okay, here. In 1982, how many games made up the NFL regular season schedule?
12.
Nine.
Nine?
It says nine. 1982.
Nine?
Uh-huh.
They only played nine games.
I thought they played 12. Because it's increased. I mean, they're going, what, 17 now?
17 this year.
Yeah.
17.
What team went undefeated in 72?
Miami Dolphins.
Boom. Done. And not a correct one.
Mosey, nice. You are the man.
Larry Zonka.
Don Shula.